This is the Detroit Evening Report for Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. I'm Jerome Vaughn from WDET News. The attorneys for Patrick Lioia's family released the results of an independent autopsy today. The motorist was killed by a police officer on April 4th during a struggle after a traffic stop in Grand Rapids. Lioia was black. The officer was white. Attorneys Ben Crump and Vin Johnson are representing the family. During a morning news conference, Crump said there should be no dispute about the cause of death.
Based on scientific evidence, we can confirm that Patrick Lioia was shot in the back of his head.
Crump also served as an attorney representing George Floyd's family after Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police in May 2020. The Michigan Department of Civil Rights has asked the federal government to help investigate Lioia's death. The struggle and the shooting were captured on video. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig has submitted more than 21,000 petition signatures in an effort to make it onto the August primary ballot. Craig is running as a Republican to become governor of Michigan. He announced his campaign last summer. Craig served as Detroit's police chief for nearly 8 years before retiring last spring. He's one of 10 announced Republican candidates vying to face Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. The city of Detroit has approved a plan to give mothers and fathers parental leave. Bridge Detroit reports that employees will receive 6 weeks' time off. The new benefit includes adoptive parents. City Council has allocated $1 million for the policy in its version of Detroit's budget. The parental leave benefit is scheduled to go into effect on January 1st. Mayor Mike Duggan must still approve the city's annual budget, which would go into effect on July 1st. Detroit's new adult-use marijuana ordinance takes effect tomorrow. The measure gives Detroiters greater ability to become licensed marijuana merchants. An online license application process opens this week. There's no word yet on when license holders will be selected. The city has worked to make the application process more equitable for longtime Detroiters. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy says the state has doubled its recycling rate since 2019. Residents are recycling roughly 35% of their total household waste. Eagle Director Liesl Clark attributes part of that increase to improved access to recycling services. The department says more than 75% of the state's households have access to either curbside recycling bins or drop-off sites in their communities. Detroit began its curbside recycling program in 2009. This is the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Jerome Vaughn, WDET News.